The word Aramimcha Hashem reminds us also of Ashrei, Aramimcha Lekai HaMelech. What does it mean? The Ibn Ezra says, Kenegi Dilisani Kafi Rachshav Teshumes. I thought I was dead. I was left for dead. But Hashem, you raised me up. Or, as the Radak says, I was drowning in the pit of sin and you lifted me up from it. Whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, Hashem, you're there for me. You're never letting go of me. You lifted me up over the nations of the world. But again, we're drawn to Rav Hirsch because it's so powerful. The thought expressed by Ira Mincha, I'll raise you on high, doesn't really do justice to the concept of majesty and grandeur that would lead us to picture Hashem as being high and above all connection with the things that go on in this world. Because Ira Mincha is here, and it's again in Ashrei, in Tilim Kuf Mem Hei. And later on, there it talks about Hashem's very obvious concern for everything that happens in this world. Ashrei is all about Hashem's involvement with us in this world. So Ara Mimcha, raise you on high, doesn't mean that Hashem's distance. More than that, rather you have Hashem's obvious concern for everything in this world, just like we, Klal Yisrael, who were delivered from the Yamsuf, we just witnessed Hashem's intervention in this world. What do we say? Zekeli va'anveira aleke aveva aramim menhu. I will raise you on high. Doesn't mean that we're pushing Hashem out of this world, that he's not attached to this world, that he's detached from it in some way. The opposite. Zekeli va'anvehu, I will make a naveh for him. I'll make an abode for Hashem in this world. What does it mean to make an abode for Hashem in this world? You'll conduct your life from now on in accordance with his will, when we do what Hashem wants. So if Anvehu is making an abode for him and conducting our lives in accordance with the Torah, what does Aramimhu mean? To be Meroimim Hashem cannot just mean that his position is high and above and beyond all earthly affairs and that he's divorced and everything that happens here. Because then it makes no sense to say, Zekeli va'anvehu alake aviv aramenu. This is my God and I'll make a home for him, but he's really far above and beyond into that. Therefore, Hirsch explains that roim or ram here actually means a greatness that surpasses everything else with regard to might and majesty. Right, it's true in the Torah, I'm God of a ram b'nei anakim, etc., talking about great and majestic people. Aramimcha Hashem, therefore, says of Hirsch something amazing. I will proclaim the power and majesty of Hashem which surpasses that of all living things. And it's my desire to submit to his rule, as does every form of life on earth. It's a submission to Hashem because of his greatness. Ki dili sani. And it's because of this great majesty, which is supreme over everything, that he raised me up. He raised me up towards him when I was buried deep beneath everything that was opposed and hostile to me. And he upheld me by his might. This is what Hashem said to the Jewish people. Atem Reisem, you saw what I did to Mitzrayim. I took you out on the Kamfei Nesharim, on wings of Abel's Va'a. V'yes, Chem and I brought you to me. Hashem, being so high up, so majestic, has the ability to lift us up towards him if we'll just let go and allow ourselves to be supported by him. What a way to daven. What a way to start up Sukkot Zimra. Hashem will lift us up regardless of where we are if we will just allow ourselves to be supported by him. He'll take us to the highest places. Just depend on Hashem. He will hold us. He will support us. He will take care of us. Isn't all of Tefillah meant to get us to that recognition?